Blog Talk Radio.
You and I swear, every moment you're dancing, fuck the shore and walk me before.
I am fly, am I here for a reason, God? God, I am here to find out. I am fear, I am doubt, I am rock, I am mountain top. I am in it till I'm no more in the very last round. I am champ, I am crown, I am last, I am now. I am with the games in this and I'm just thinking out loud. I am different, I am a tough decision, I am this is where it counts, I make a fourth attention, I am stiff, I am stern, I am that motherfucker that is not willing to learn, I am heart, I am soul, I am wait, where did he go, I am surround rapping the game. Yeah, nigga, I am Reynolds, I am riddle, I am question, I am answer, I am lesson, well done. I am good, I am great, I am proud of who I become. I am real, I am one, and I have only just begun. I am grown, I am young, I am hoping they can keep up. I keep deep up in the hope for me to ever give it up. I have won a million times, but it feels like I'm never up. I am tough, I am built for whatever is soon to come. I am true to my beliefs and know that I am never done. I am holding down my city, wishing everyone to come. I am art, I am righteous, and I joke, I'm something else. Yeah!
Email me at CultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. KultureEnt.com, KultureEnt@yahoo.com. You can always visit my profile here at blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com/CultureShotInc, that's KultureEnt hyphen Beth, that's BETH. You can also message me there and get all my information and, you know, contact numbers, my cell numbers, my email address, and all my, you know, goodies right there also, like my Facebook page info and my YouTube page info. And, you know, you can find me at YouTube at KultureShotInc also, KultureEnt. And also I have a Mark, for my Mark business, a Mark YouTube channel also, Mark Girl Rep, Beth Mark Girl Rep, BETHMARKGIRLREP. So shout out to all sports lovers. Tonight's a hot night. Tonight also HBO boxing would be in effect big time. So Facebook friends and I have been talking about boxing before the show came on and before I started broadcasting and a big boxing match. So I'm glad I was reminded of that. I've been so pooped. I literally had to get me some sleep late last evening, because I literally had been up for ages since Wednesday, and that's not a good thing. Also been PMS time also, and I have bad news and good news. Bad news is Martini PhD weekend has been canceled, but he said that he most definitely would come and show up and show out. Well, I say tentatively, most definitely, he would do a demonstration event in September. So it would definitely be hot in September. That's a hot time also here in Jacktown. But, you know, it would have been a great, great weekend with that cup party and the hair battle, and I really wanted to see who would have been crowned the best of Jacktown and who would have won that $1,500. But, you know, that's the bad news. But the good news is that he's still coming, and you all visit PhDSalonElite.com also. And, Big D, I hope to see you all soon. You know that. I'm always saying I'm like a broken record. But, Big D, I hope to see you all soon. New Orleans also. Miami also. Looks like I was telling some of my I can't wait to resume traveling, because I get invites from everywhere, from the States and worldwide. My friends in the UK and Dubai and Australia and in Japan, I love you so much. I get invites, you know, to spread the word also amongst the world, amongst the people. But I can't wait to resume traveling and surprise some of you all when you send me these invites. And I RSVP, yes, and you all think, oh, she's not coming. I show my behind up. I just want to shout out everybody. Like I said, shout out Martini PhD and shout out Jacktown and everyone. But we're talking about spring cleaning today. I've had a couple of people come in the chat room this morning. Thank you, chat room people. I've checked out the New Orleans Hornets Facebook page also earlier tonight. But today's a big day also here in Jacktown. The Lynch Street Music Festival is happening. I had thought about going, because I hadn't been to Lynch Street Music Festival in ages. That is one festival that I've always loved since I was a little girl. We have another festival called Fair Street Festival also. These are like historic neighborhoods and streets that I'm speaking of. And Lynch Street is the street where Jackson State, home to Jackson State. And when the festival started, I mean, it was just a mecca of small businesses, black businesses especially, but small businesses. And some businesses don't exist today. I mean, the street, most of the businesses aren't there anymore, but you know how businesses grow. Some businesses don't exist today. Some have grown into big businesses. And some are, you know, family-owned businesses. So there are some that still exist on Lynch Street. But also the campus also expanded to the areas where some businesses once was, like Mid-South Barber College and Beauty Supply Store, which My family was very close to Mr. Harris, and as a matter of fact, that's where my brother was getting studying to get his barber license and was working at the time of his death, Memorial Day weekend in 83. And Memorial Day is not far, and I'm excited because back in the fall, I said, my family and friends and I, we like many of you, we love patriotic holidays, and Memorial Day is one of the favorite, and I'm bittersweet when that weekend comes because it's a fantastic holiday, but then also it's the anniversary of my brother's death, who died from a cerebral hemorrhage. You know, the same that Brett Michaels experienced, and thankfully, look what happened to Brett. He survived. Like when Brett tells the story, you know, he's a miracle. And but this is, you know, it's 30 years later, and thankfully, technology has changed, and most people do die instantly from cerebral hemorrhages, strokes, and so on like that. So that's serious business for you all to think that it was not. So Brett is definitely a miracle. I know firsthand because my brother died instantly from a cerebral hemorrhage. Was a picture of health. They said that it was a blood clot on his brain at first, instantly. Just so happened my sister was in Dallas sick with cancer. My mother, the day my brother died, my brother and I was preparing for my mother to return from visiting my sister, who passed away in Dallas in 5 years after my brother died, because she was literally like on deathbed at that time. But those of you who have had experience with cancer and know how a lot of times people can go into remission and get better. My sister might have been on deathbed that weekend, but the Lord blessed her for 5 more beautiful years after that. And, I mean, she was so optimistic and just always positive. I love spending time with her. We would just go places everywhere in Big Dallas. After she was diagnosed with breast cancer, her husband and her daughter moved from Detroit to Dallas. And they even were spotlighted on, like, the new show 2020 about how families moved from the north to southern states. Yeah, way back then in the early 80s. I need to try to find clips of that episode. But we're not talking all about that. But I was just saying Memorial Day weekend and Mother's Day weekend is only 2 weeks away. It's just amazing how these holidays are up on us. Just amazing. But I'm still debuting my first Mark Beauty Bash also. It would be at Samira's. Still scheduled for May the 5th, but I'm thinking Mother's Day Saturday, the day before Mother's Day, but I think I'm going to keep it to May the 5th. I remember, visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com/BethanyWilliams, and also you can visit meetmark.com also to locate a Mark rep near you, a Mark girl, a guy. And, you know, Mark is also launching a hair care collection on the 15th. It's going to be like a big cocktail party in New York City on May the 15th. Yeah, that's May the 15th. I'm making sure I have my dates right. But I'm thinking about the Bachelor also. I can't wait till the Bachelorette premieres on May the 14th. Speaking of my niece in Big D on her birthday on May the 14th. So, I love the Bachelor and the Bachelorette. And, you know, I've been networking with the guy who wants to be the next Bachelor, who think it's time for African-Americans to be represented on the Bachelorette. And did you all hear him on Tom Jones' show a couple weeks ago? And he and I had, like, a tweet conversation that day. And I had heard about him. But I have, if any of you that read my blog from MySpace to network with me on Facebook, I've always said it's time for a person of color to be the catch on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, always, you know. But let's talk about spring cleaning. And I hope you all, I have the show from last year featured on my URL on my blog here with blogtalkradio.com on my profile. Plus, I hope you enjoyed last week's episode. Oh, there's someone online. But a spring cleaning is, I'm looking at Wikipedia. I shared this last year. But I want to share it again, just basically what spring cleaning is all about. Spring cleaning is the practice of thoroughly cleaning a house in the springtime. The practice of spring cleaning is especially prevalent in climates with cold winter. You know, just how it's all about. And the most common usage of spring cleaning refers to the yearly act of cleaning a house from top to bottom, which would take place in the first warm days of the year, typically in spring. It's the name, however, it has also come to be synonymous with any kind of heavy-duty cleaning and organizing enterprise. A person who gets their affairs in order before an audit or inspection could be said to be doing some spring cleaning. Unless I have a caller also. Oh, I have a surprise caller. Red Roughneck look like, but I need to finish talking about the topic at hand because I know many of you want to just get a run through and hear a little bit. He had texted me yesterday, said he had talked with me on Sunday, so that's why it's a surprise call. It has been suggested that the origins of spring cleaning date back to the Iranian Nowruz, the Persian New Year, which falls on the first day of spring. Iranians continue the practice of kuni tikuni, which literally means shaking the house just before the new year. Everything in the house is thoroughly cleaned from drapes to the furniture. A similar tradition is the Scottish New Year's cleaning on Hogmanay, December the 31st, a practice now also widespread in Ireland, New England, and to some extent, North America. Another possibility of the origin of spring cleaning can be traced to the ancient Jewish practice of thoroughly cleaning the home in anticipation of, I was looking to see who was in the chat room with me. Hello, person in the chat room and people that come and go. another possibility of the origin of spring cleaning can be traced to the ancient Jewish practice of thoroughly cleansing the home in anticipation of springtime memorial feast of Passover, Hebrew. In remembrance of the Jews' hasty flight from Egypt, following their captivity there, during the seven-day observance of the Passover memorial or remembrance, there are strict prohibitions against eating or drinking anything which may have been leavened or fermented with yeast, Exodus 12:15-19. Jews are not only supposed to refrain from leavened foodstuffs, known in Hebrew as shemetz, I hope I'm saying this right, they are expressly commanded to rid their homes of even small remnants of shemetz for the length of the holiday, Exodus 12:15. Jews conducted a thorough spring cleaning of the house, followed by a traditional hunt for shemetz crumbs by candlelight on the evening before the holiday begins. Okay, in North America and Northern Europe, the custom found a special practical value due to those regions, continental and wet climates. During the 19th century in America, prior to the advent of the vacuum cleaner, mortars are often the best time for dusting. I have a lot of dusting to do. I have a lot of cleaning to do today. I'm doing yard work today also and everything. Cause I had plans to go to a software recording class at Guitar Center, shout out to Guitar Center, and also to the festival and do some extensive promoting of the two-day hair event. But now that it's not happening, things that I kind of had on the back burner, I'm focusing on my on spring cleaning, sprucing up the yard, and other work that must be done while I'm experiencing this PMS. But March is often the best time for dusting because it was getting warm enough to open windows and doors, but not warm enough for insects to be a problem. And the high winds could carry the dust out of the house. For the same reason, modern rural households often use projects involving the use of chemical products, which generate fumes. Live streaming is about to stop, so those of you who, few of you who won't be with us, have a happy, happy What's Up Saturday. And then, for I'm looking at Wikipedia, so you all can check it out, too. The cultural references in Greece and other Orthodox nations, it is traditional to clean the house thoroughly either right before the first week of Great Lent, which is referred to as Clean Week. This often corresponds with Julian New Year or April the 1st. So I just wanted to go over just a little basic history regarding spring cleaning. But we want to go through the checklist. And I listened to the show from last year, and also last week's show was pretty good. Also, the show ended right when I was talking about how important it is to also do outdoor spring cleaning too. Like, for instance, cleaning your patios and, sprucing up your backyard and basically not just sprucing up, doing some hardcore cleaning, but things that you like to use in the warmer months. I know people who grill 24/7, 365 days of the year. This year we had 366. So, but if you haven't used your grill and other items, it's a good time now to go ahead and clean your grill and everything, so when it's time to have your barbecue, you don't have to go through that process. Just go ahead and clean your spring and summertime items. So it sucks when you're already excited and you're ready to grill and ready to do other things, and then you got to go through the cleaning process and go through all that. So it's the perfect time also to do your spring cleaning and in your storage rooms and other areas also, not just throughout your household, but also outdoors and other areas. But like I said last week, Martha Stewart always, she's just cleaning 24/7 anyway. So when it comes to springtime spring cleaning, she definitely has a wealth of information to share. And you visit MarthaStewart.com. And check out her spring cleaning checklist. MarthaStewart.com/article/spring-cleaning-checklist to get a hardcore list of cleanings. And I have some more info, but like I said, I enjoy listening to the show that is so popular, because one thing about it, what I presented was steps how you can spring clean from room to room and break it down, from your kitchens to your bathrooms to your dining areas and your dens and your living rooms and cleaning your different cupboards and different stuff. So if you haven't listened to that, which so many of you, I don't know who haven't listened to that show, you should, because it's like an audio thing of, okay, do this, do that, because I did. Everybody doesn't have access to getting to print out stuff. Some of you might say, well, I'll go ahead and start some cleaning now, or I'll go ahead and finish some things now. And sometimes people don't have a printer or are ready to can print things out. So sometimes it's just good to hear the audio version, and that's one thing I like. It even helped me listening to it last week again. Okay, do this, do that. Remember to go down this checklist. Remember to buy cleaning supplies that you're out of, sponges and stuff like that. Really. So I'm trying to get something pulled up, some more information regarding spring cleaning. We have a few more minutes, and then also need to connect with Rich Roughneck, because I see where he's online. But I know some of you wanted to hear more last week. And when my screen went blank on me, I was like left like, okay. But you all wanted to hear some other things. And I'm back on to the tips I was sharing with you all from about.com. This is some of the same information that I was sharing with you last week from about.com, Sarah Gary. Begin organizing. Now, I love to clean. I love to organize. But I always tell you all, cluttering. I'm a clutter queen. And that's sad. I guess we need to talk about hoarders, too. But I'm a clutter queen because I always need to read, like, trade magazines or catalogs that I get, and they easily stack up. And you all can imagine I have a wealth of notebooks, but I keep those pretty organized. And like my sketchbooks for my sketches, I keep them together. But begin organizing. 4 easy steps to reclaim your home from of clutter and disorganization. And before I go into Father, also, I've got to remind you all, you got to tune in to Sports Friday edition on May the 4th, because there's going to be a special guest. Matter of fact, two special guests. My longtime friend, former schoolmate, professional tennis player, businessman, entrepreneur, Mr. Kevin Dorsey, and his business partner and cousin, Mr. Ted Anderson. They will be guests on Friday. So we're not just going to talk about sports, but we're going to talk about business and their new business venture. They're opening, they have opened a new car dealership here in the Metro Jackson, Mississippi area. So we're going to be talking sports and business, and you all know I just get so excited talking about both business-related info, beauty, fashion, you know, the entertainment lifestyle topics. And so we're going to talk tennis. So those of you who love tennis, you get tired of hearing so much about football and basketball and golf, boxing, you're going to, it's somebody who can really relate to you and talk about some tennis. So it should be a great, great episode. Plus, in the near future, Mr. Neil Dekar of Illinois, one of my very first Facebook friends, amazing guy, so encouraging, very successful, love to work with people. He's a real estate investor. I even have shared some of his YouTube videos with his cohort, City Stars Group, if I'm not mistaken, really showing like some of part of what they do or when, dealing with real estate and flipping homes. If those of you who love flipping, just I love the whole concept of flipping homes. Even as a little girl, I always loved to think about real estate. If I wasn't into beauty and fashion, I definitely would have been all into probably real estate because I've always loved real estate. One thing I used to sketch besides people, places, and things, the things I used to love to sketch were houses. And I guess in a way that was like early versions of blueprints to me. But he's going to talk about his expertise in dealing with being a successful real estate investor. Plus, he is an advocate for musicians and artists and those in music and entertainment, intellectual properties to be protected from piracy. So he's also a major part of a company which protects people, individuals in music and entertainment from piracy. And you know, piracy is an issue also in the beauty and fashion industry too. So I hope that they begin to include the beauty and fashion industry also in protecting intellectual properties. I just want to let you all know that he will be a guest in the very, very near future. But back to that, and hurry up and try to talk to Rich Ruffneck. Like I said, that was a surprise call, but I know you all want to hear more about this. I mean, it's amazing what it's surprising what people want to hear more about and what people don't want to hear more about. Four easy steps to reclaim your home from the clutter and disorganization. Complete screening, cleaning checklist. Amid the endless piles of laundry, dishes, forgotten bills, and overdue library books. Now, this is from a Sarah Aguirre article about.com under housekeeping. A house you would desperately love to show off with pride. It makes you depressed even to think about how to get this mess organized. You feel your only hope now lies in this chance that one of your horrified relatives will recommend you for a cable show home makeover. While you're waiting for that lightning bolt to strike, just try instead some simple steps and ideas to help you make your home into a place that allows cleaning and organization to be easily achievable. Who knows, you might even find the cordless phone you lost months ago. The analysis of the area is what Sarah says in this article. Grab a spiral notebook and a pencil. Take a few minutes and mentally survey each room. In your notebook, jot down the problem areas in the room. Put in one problem on a page. You'll need the rest of the space on that same page for the following steps. The items on the paper should be parts of the room that really bug you, or that your family finds impossible to keep neat. For example, shoes and piles next to your front door, the table in the entryway piled with mail, the magazine rack overflowing with books, magazines, and pamphlets, the coats, hats, and mittens, etc., piled in the heap next to the entryway closet. Carefully but quickly analyze each room in the house in this way. making a list of the areas that need improvement. Here are rooms or parts of your home not to forget about. Don't forget about your junk drawers, your medicine cabinets, your garage is what I was just talking about, your closets, your storage, including your attic, your basements, and crawl spaces, outdoors. And here's a tip. We don't always see the disorder in these areas until we open them and try to find things. Exactly. Number two, analysis of reasons. For each of the problem areas in the room, figure out why the disorganization and mess is happening. I find this most easily done if you are actually in the room, you are surveying. All answers are acceptable here, including the fact that you live with slobs, or if you're a solo slob, that's sad. But, you know, usually people that live alone, they like ownership is mine, so, usually there is more than one reason why. And I'm not just talking about bachelors. I mean, you know, bachelorettes. usually there's more than one reason why an area of your home is continually unorganized. For example, why are there shoes piled up next to your doorway? You like people to take off their shoes when they come in. No one in your family wants to take their shoes all the way to their rooms, and there is not enough room in the closet for all the shoes to fit, etc. Why are the magazines overflowing? You may realize that you have issues of good housekeeping from the 70s in there, a magazine you bought only for the fudge praline cake recipe on the cover. Continue this process for each of the problems in the room. Write down the reasons for each problem in your notebook, then move to the next room. When you're done analyzing all your problem areas, go to step three. So she's like saying you need to analytically break down. Some of you probably saying, well, I don't have time to break it down. That's too much psychology right there. But she's saying, you know, get to the source of what's causing it also so stuff don't accumulate again. That's basically what she's saying. That's my interpretation. Step three, solutions. Now comes the fun part. Let's find ways we can fix the problems. Think about habits, behaviors, and tools that can make these messes disappear. Do you need some sort of tool for organization to help your problem? Yeah, sometimes there are, like, nice little clutter items. I know especially, like, in Home Depot and your basic stores like Walmart and Target, you and Family Dollar and Fred's and just regular, you know, JCPenney's, there are always, like, organizational items that you can use to place magazines or other or whatnots in where it's not so visible. You know a perfect website you all should check out that I love and I'm a member of, and that's house.com. Especially if you love gardening and love interior decorating and stuff like that like me, check out House. So if you're planning on remodeling or moving into new digs, check out house.com, houzz.com. Awesome, awesome, awesome. They also have a lot of articles regarding cleaning and organizing and decluttering. Is the problem a habit that just needs to be enforced in practice? Is it a combination of storage containers or tools and habits that need to be changed? Many of the problems you encounter will require organizational tools and behavior change. That was my phone. Keep in mind that the base organization system of shelves, hooks, and labels does no good if not utilized. The junk mail piling up on your table, do you need a sorter to directly on the table, you know, so you can directly take care of that junk mail and so on. So time is about to run out. And I was going to let you all know that it looked like I didn't think I was going to have to do this. Thought I was going to be off from broadcasting tomorrow, but it looked like I might be scheduling a show tomorrow so we could talk about different topics. Of course, sports, because so much going on in sports, and also other hot topics going on in beauty, fashion, and entertainment, and just everyday news. Also, you know, there's always something going on with politics. It's been a presidential election year. But it's one more step that I'm trying to get before time runs out.